America's largest rivers have wreaked havoc throughout the South and Midwest this spring, inundating towns and farmland from South Dakota to Louisiana. Nature is responsible for most of it, thanks to huge winter snowpacks and historic spring rain. But some of the flooding is not, in fact, natural. It's controlled by the Army Corps of Engineers.
Fire in the hole!
Fire in the hole!
That's the sound of the Corps blowing up a levee along the Mississippi River last month and releasing water that swamped hundreds of miles of Louisiana farmland to save the city's downriver. The big problem now is up north, along the Missouri River in South Dakota and Iowa. The Corps had been holding water back in reservoirs to protect people and businesses downstream, but those reservoirs are now full. And with 3 to 5 inches of rain forecast this weekend, the Army Corps has, for the first time in history, opened all emergency outlets on 6 dams beyond their maximum recommended flows. Many homes and farms along the Missouri River are already underwater. Farmer Don Diltz in Glenwood, Iowa, was one of the first to feel the effects.
This isn't something normal. This isn't something that I believe any generation before us has ever seen.
Diltz says his farm will be covered in water for at least 6 months. The decision, who gets wet and who stays dry, is one of the toughest the Army Corps of Engineers has to make. Mike Parker was Assistant Army Secretary who oversaw the Corps in 2000. He says he never had to deal with anything like this.
Well, it's just unprecedented, the amount of flooding. It's unprecedented as the amount of damage that's been done. The system in the Mississippi River worked exactly like it should have. They flooded farmland, which is a terrible thing, but they didn't flood towns.
So when you look at sort of the Missouri River coming down and then the flowing into the Mississippi and then the Mississippi flowing down, this is...
Well, Missouri's different.
The Missouri's different?
Well, Missouri's a political animal.
How so?
And that is much, much different. Several years ago, Congress decided, you had a lot of these interests out there, and these interests got together and said, we're not being represented. And so they put together, they started a process which wound up being the Missouri Master Manual. And it was finalized in 2004. So instead of having navigation and flood control as being the two primary things that the Corps was looking at, they had a list of 8 things that they had to consider. Irrigation, water supply, hydropower, fish and wildlife, recreation, and water quality. Well, some of these 8 things are counter to each other.
A lot of the folks that I've talked to up in South Dakota feel very passionately that the Corps should have been releasing the water all along, that it shouldn't have gotten to the point where these reservoirs are about to break.
Then the master manual should have taken that into consideration. If the Corps only had to take care of navigation and flood control, I guarantee you those levels would have been much lower.
We had heard that one of the reasons that they didn't open the floodgates up in South Dakota was because they didn't want to add any more water into the Mississippi.
Yeah. I mean, we're hurting down there, and you have to understand. General Mike Walsh had to make a decision to open the floodgates at Morganza. When he opened those floodgates, he had to stand in front of people and say, people, I'm opening these floodgates, and by the way, I'm going to flood all of you when I do that. We're sorry. These are the choices. None of these are easy choices. If it were easy, you wouldn't be interviewing me today.
That's Mike Parker, formerly the Assistant Secretary of the U.S. Army, overseeing the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and currently head of the lobbying firm Welch Resources. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.